A lot of humor in that one. Haydn always puts some humorous stuff in his music. The Piano Concerto No. 11 in D, played by Emmanuel Ax and performing along with Mr. Ax, the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra. I'm Lynn Werfel. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio. This is WHFR Dearborn. We thank you for tuning in. Love to share with you an opportunity to get involved in a very big way when it comes to music. Attention all WHFR listeners that happen to be music memorabilia buffs or record sellers, or maybe you collect CDs or old-time radio shows, or maybe it's special buttons or T-shirts or whatever the case may be. If it's related to music and media, well, we want you. Saturday, October 27th, it's the WHFR annual record show. And we're looking for vendors. We're looking for people that want to sell their wares at this event. All proceeds to our vendor supported tables benefits WHFR. So it's a great way to lighten your load of items and a great way to help out our radio station at the same time. If you have questions, go to whfr.fm/record show. WHFR.fm/record show or call WHFR anytime.
Antonín Dvořák with some gorgeous melodies. The Czech Philharmonic plays it, led by Václav Neumann.
Thank you.
The beautiful opera by Dvorak Rusalka, from which Song to the Moon comes from. That's a beautiful aria. That was the Polonaise with the Czech Philharmonic led by Václav Neumann. I'm Lynn Warfel. I hope you're doing well. This is a very soothing and lovely melody from Bach. He wrote a lot of them, but this one of his better-known ones, Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring with the Academy, led by Neville Marriner. Yesu Joy of Man's Desiring, box music with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Neville Mariner. Well, this music is really from the Irish Renaissance, which really has nothing to do with the Renaissance you might think of straight off the bat, but the 20th century, when Irish composers were trying very hard to reestablish an Irish national sound. Turns out that in the previous century, probably a couple of centuries before that, Irish composers were flocking to London and then maybe to Austria or Germany, where they adopted the compositional traits and sound of other composers of the day. So there were a group of Irish composers in the very early part of the 20th century that were trying very hard to create some Irish nationalism in music. This is music by Thomas C. Kelly, although he does hark back to former forms in the O'Carolan Suite in Baroque style, played here by the Irish Chamber Orchestra, led by Fionnuala Hunt.
Thank you.
The Baroque style of Turlough O'Carolan is realized by 20th century Irish composer Thomas C. Kelly. That was the Irish Chamber Orchestra led by Fionnuala Hunt. From the Lute Book of Gordon of Strelach, that was The Canaries, performed by guitarist Sean Scheib. This is the third of 13 symphonic poems, or tone poems, that Franz Liszt wrote. It was premiered in 1854, and it's called The Preludes. And a lot of the very academic, intelligent types of the day were dissecting this thing, saying, what did he mean by The Preludes? Did he mean something? Was it this literary source, or was he thinking of this poem, or such and such? And finally, pretty much, simplifying this, but pretty much Liszt cut to the chase and said, gentlemen, what I was really doing was saying, this is something new, a new beginning. Hence the title. Here are The Preludes with the Leipzig Gewandhaus led by Kurt Masur.
Thank you.
was starting something new. That's what he said about Les Préludes, the Preludes by Franz Liszt, the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, led by Kurt Masur. This is a serenade in F by Robert Folkman with the German Chamber Academy.
Thank you. Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Guys and dolls, you are at the malt shop with Daddy G here on WHFR, and we're going back to the 50s and the 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror and grab your favorite squeeze, because we're headed for our malt shop where the jukebox is playing and the kids are dancing. And here we are, back in the 50s.
Can you play it one time for me, son?